Since the controversy, Rachel Dolezal has been spending her time at home in Spokane, Washington, trying to rebuild her life. Now, she's hoping to tell her side of the story through a new book.
What's the point of the book, would you say?
I really wanted to kind of set the record straight, you know, subtle things about that have been misconstrued about my life and document my personal journey and how things fit together for my sons.
And I know you're aware of this, but there's a lot of Black people who feel like what you're doing is selfish.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's almost like if you got voted off the island, shouldn't you just go?
Did I get voted off an island?
You tell me.
It's kind of a manufactured frenzy and controversy that got stirred up in 2015, right? By white media, the white parents, the white police, you know, like those were the people that instigated that controversy.
So basically you're saying this is basically Black people being mad at you is a white conspiracy.
Based off of a white narrative about me.
Rachel Dolezal is also hoping that her memoir, In Full Color, will start a conversation about how we think about race in America.
You know, what is whiteness or Blackness, or, you know, what does it mean to fall in between, or in what ways are we who we are? I'm not part of that owning, praising, living whiteness. Like, that's just not, that's not me.
Well, being able to distance yourself from that is kind of a privilege, right? Being able to say, you know what, I don't want anything to do with the whiteness.
Distancing yourself from privilege is privilege.
When the police show up, I can't say, whoa, 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 whoa. Just so you know, I'm not Black. I'm actually white. It doesn't work that way.
Part of me wonders, I'm like, are people actually saying you have privilege and you've been privileged? Or are people more interested in just calling me white? People just are, you know, not ready to progress and evolve and move forward on the issue of race. And I think part of what's holding that up is there's still this sense of like a score needs to be settled. You know, we still haven't had reparations. We still haven't had like this healing, truth and reconciliation. Kind of
if
stuff.
We have reparations, would you begin to check?
No, I'm not. I don't actually identify as African American. I identify as Black. Like, would somebody who moved here from Nigeria get a check? No. There's a Pan-African diaspora, so I'm part of the Pan. We all go back to Africa. We all have a Black mother eventually.